That music you hear is the Lone Wolf Recital Corps. I'm Mark Steiner. And we bring you that because that was the group formed by the great Terry Atkins, who passed away on the 26th of January, just recently, a couple days ago. Terry Atkins was an artist, musician, educator. He was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania Fine Arts. His stuff was everywhere. My dear friend, who was a colleague of his, did a lot of creative work with him. Bob Wisdom, who you may remember from The Wire, is Bunny Colvin, who's also a Yoruba priest, talked about him. They collaborated on many creative projects together. He was one of America's most stunning artists and teachers. He did these incredible sculptures that were inspired by Bessie Smith, guitarist Jimi Hendrix, who he said saved his life, people like composer Beethoven and the activists of E.B. Du Bois and John Brown, the abolitionist. And he said, why? Because these were people of superhuman feats of singular vision, overcoming adversity and being able to affect large bodies of people by their actions. And his stuff hung in all the major art galleries around the country. Was a man who was devoted to bringing other young African-American artists and other artists up, a graduate of Fisk University and Illinois State. He was just one of our most amazing original artists and musicians. So we'll attach some of his work and his music. We also lost in this last week two other people that I want to mention to you on this day in history. We lost Stuart Hall, who died at only 82 years old. He was known worldwide as the father of multiculturalism, the man who came up with the notion of how to look at Western society in a multicultural way. He was born in Jamaica grew up in Jamaica, but ended up going to Britain to go to college and stayed there. He founded the New Left Review. He became deeply influential in terms of people's thinking on the left. He created a lot of the things. People don't realize how much he created in terms of our modern thought around around progressive politics, around feminist work, race and sexuality. He had a film made of him called The Stuart Hall Project by John Akofamra from Britain that opened last fall. He was one of the most leading intellectual figures that changed the nature of how we thought about race in the world and about class in the world. And he passed away, and we lost him. And we also lost a man you may not have ever heard of, but his name is Bobby Anko. Bobby Anko, you may remember his picture. If you remember Wounded Knee, when AIM and a lot of Lakotas took over Wounded Knee, where the massacre took place in 1892 of Lakota people. On February 27, 1973, these AIM activists took over Wounded Knee, that site. And he was made world famous because the picture he had smiling, holding up an AK-47 that he took off of a Vietnamese when he was a soldier in Vietnam. And that picture became the emblematic picture of the Wounded Knee. And he passed away from cancer. And he was an incredible man, a man who never stopped fighting for justice for his people and all other people. He died still as a man standing up. And one of the things he really talked about a lot, and I think is really important, is we talk about fatherhood all the time. When he got married, he adopted his wife's kids, and he became this incredible family man working with young Indian people around the country and on his reservation to strengthen families. And he passed away, and he was one of our great warriors. And so Bobby Anko, rest in peace as well. So, and on this day in history, in 1861, this was a day that kind of began many of the wars between the Apache and the U.S. government, and Lieutenant Cochise as leader of the Apaches. On this day in 1913, Mary Harris Jones, known as Mother Jones, the mother of the modern labor movement, was arrested while leading a protest on conditions in West Virginia mines. She was 83 years old and still marching. In 1919, we talked about this the other day, the Seattle general strike ended on this day. This day in 1948, that a very interesting demonstration took place called the White Shirt Day, organized by the auto workers at General Motors plants. They were saying, they wore white shirts, saying that blue-collar workers deserve the same respect as their management counterparts. So this is a 44-day strike that they won in 1937. This was 11 years later. And they were saying, we are remembering that day and demanding respect now. And this is a day in 1968 that 1,300 sanitation workers began the very famous 64-day strike in Memphis, the garbage workers, the sanitation workers. They ultimately won union recognition and wage increases. This also was led by Martin Luther King, of course, was assassinated on April 4th. He was an active participant in that strike, and it began on this day in 1968. On this day in 1978, the longest walk took place, which was remembering what happened to the Native people in the past. It marched through Baltimore, started in San Francisco, ended up in Baltimore, and finally to Washington, D.C. On this day in 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from Victor Verster Prison in Cape Town after 27 years incarceration. And on this day in 2011, remember we covered this intensely, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker announced he was calling out the National Guard to deal with the unrest among state employees who were striking and demanding collective bargaining for workers. On this day in 1847, Thomas Alva Edison was born, the man who gave us the light bulb, the phonograph, and much more. On this day in 1909, the great heavyweight boxer Max Baer was born. And in 1909, in 1914, Josh White will be hearing his music today, as many other people who were born on this day, who created some of our greatest music. We're going to hear their music during our breaks. And, of course, on this day in 2012, we'll hear her music as well, the tragic death of Whitney Houston, found dead in her hotel suite on this day in 2012. Well, that's our Day in History, February the 11th. And for our full list of this day in history, including lots of important things we didn't have time to mention, please visit us at steinershow.org. Throughout the show, we will bring you musical moments about this day in history. We're going to take a brief break and come right back. Talk with Marsha Gessen. Stay with us. Is all that we share.